and welcome to The Lamplighter. We're glad that you've joined us, and I think you're going to enjoy the time that we're having together here, because it is my honor to be able to have a candidate here running for the Illinois Supreme Court, Justice David Overstreet. He is an appellate court judge in the 5th District, and he's come to talk to us about sources of law and how we get them, and a very interesting conversation coming up. Justice Overstreet, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Dick. It's my pleasure.
And as a Christian radio station, we're able to talk to candidates in community and in the sphere that deals directly with Christian people. We're very glad to talk to you about sources of law and how when we see a creator and source of law, it makes a big difference. And first of all, tell us how the judiciary system in Illinois is set up briefly.
So most folks come across the court system through the circuit courts, which is your trial courts in each county at the county courthouse. That's where the cases start. If someone loses at the trial court level, then they have the right to appeal to the, in our case, the 5th District Appellate Court, and this is the court I sit on. And we are the court of intermediate review. We make determinations whether the law was properly followed by the judge or whether the judge abused his or her discretion in that case. And then you have the final, or the court of last resort is the Illinois Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court decides which cases they will hear, depending upon if the appellate districts have a split in authority or in the way they've decided certain issues.
Uh-huh. And because you said, I think there were at least 5 different districts of appellate, and if some of them are say this and the others rule that way, then the Supreme can step in and unify that for the state.
Correct.
Of Illinois.
Correct. They unify, they clarify the law.
Yes. Tell us about your background and understanding where law comes from.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Mount Vernon, and that's where my wife and I live, and we've raised 3 children in Mount Vernon, and I grew up going to the Mount Vernon Church of Christ,
uh-huh.
And I've became a Christian when I was a teenager or right before becoming a teenager. Since we've been back in Mount Vernon, I've served as a deacon at the Mount Vernon Church of Christ. And so really blessed with, outstanding loving parents and, an outstanding loving church family. So that's the personal background.
Good.
Part of it.
Thank you.
You know, on the law, it's, we as judges, we are sworn to uphold the law and the Constitution and the rule of law. And, over the years, of course, and, I've studied through law school and just my own reading, how our Constitution came about and so forth. And I know we were talking before we went on the air that, it's a lot of our founders were believers in God and of natural rights, and that certainly affected their view whenever this country was being formed.
Yes, now that gets a little long with some people, but for most of us who understand faith, how it comes from Scripture and such, if we have a God who gives us law, that has an implication on all of society, doesn't it?
It does, and I think it helps me to recognize the dignity and the value of human life, and that, God has created all of us.
Yes.
No matter our where we come from, our backgrounds, and we as judges need to treat people, appropriately. Obviously we make decisions that, sometimes incarcerates folks who break the law, but really we need to recognize the value in each human being and then, do our best to apply the law in that particular situation.
And as a judge, you have to look at several things that are, you try to look at them as objective as possible, the statutes and other areas of law before you make a decision. How do you go about doing that?
Correct. Well, we look at, for example, on the appellate court, arguments have been presented to us through the attorneys. Arguments on regarding the U.S. Constitution or the mm-hmm. Illinois Constitution and those are the sources of law we look to first, because those are the sources of being the supreme law mm-hmm. of our nation and our state. And then we look at what the legislature has passed and been signed by the governor, our statutory law. Mm-hmm. We also look at court decisions in the past that have interpreted those laws. Those become precedents, and it's our obligation to follow the law and where the law has been, it's been spoken and it's clear.
Are there places where judges, it's appropriate because of the tradition of the United States to look and see that we are legally, our jurisprudence, if that's the right word, does have a strong Judeo-Christian mindset? Are there times when the court has recognized this, the very, very founding philosophy behind the Constitution, behind the Declaration, maybe going centuries before into English common law, even the Magna Carta, and people are going, what's that? But there is a strain of recognizing that God was behind that. Can judges bring that into their thinking?
Well, I think that, myself as a judge, I recognize our, the foundation of our country was predominantly shaped by our founders' beliefs. As you said, we're going back to the Magna Carta, and as I recall, the 1200s.
I was not alive.
the English, and it may be 1100s, but the in England, and how the people had rights. The people were sovereign, not the king, and that's sort of the underpinning of what happened in the Magna Carta. But coming over to America, the Declaration of Independence certainly recognized natural rights.
Thomas Jefferson was huge on the fact that rights were given and not legislated, these final up higher level rights.
Yeah, ultimately they come from God, and not man-made. But we then, several years later, the United States Constitution is adopted, and that is the supreme law. But, I recognize personally the underpinnings of our Constitution and the fact that, our Declaration of Independence, which started it all for the United States, certainly, with Thomas Jefferson, you're right, was the author, recognized that these rights are God-given and not man-given.
Yeah, a man who expressly said, I do not believe in Jesus Christ as God himself, had a tremendous respect for a lawgiver and a God overall, and did recognize that, and he wrote that into the Declaration. And that's moved its way through all the foundings, and generally it's supposed to be seen in a lot of the law. But this is going to still be, as a judge, when you sit down and you see that a law may have had an opinion that was from a whole different philosophy, you have to recognize that and be true to the way the law was written sometimes.
Correct. So, our job, again, is to rule based on, how we see the law based on the Constitution and statutory law, so forth, and not allow our personal feelings to dictate what we think is the correct policy or not, even though, each of us have backgrounds that certainly shape the way we live and how we treat people and recognize, how our country was founded as well. But our job as judges is to uphold the Constitution above all else.
Yes, and it's easy to do that for people of faith. We're talking with Justice David Overstreet. He is an appellate court justice at this time, running for the Illinois Supreme Court. It's a district here that includes Fayette, Shelby, Montgomery, the communities that WJLY reaches, as well as everything to the south, a large area there. And so your election will be in November.
Correct.
And it'll be for how long of a term?
For a
10-year term. And you'll have an effect not just in the decision, if you win the election, not just the decisions that you'll be a part of, but you also appoint judges down in this area. How does that work?
Yeah, so there's 37 counties in this judicial district. So from Christian, Shelby County, all the way south, down to Alexander County. And whenever there is a vacancy in one of the circuit judge positions or a vacancy on the appellate court, many times those vacancies are filled by appointment until an election can be held. And so the Supreme Court justice from this district will be able to recommend to the rest of the Illinois Supreme Court who shall fill those vacancies. So it's a great responsibility, and it is an important part of whoever the voters elect as their next Supreme Court justice. I was fortunate enough to be appointed circuit judge back in 2007 by Justice Lloyd Carmire and the Illinois Supreme Court, and then also assigned to the appellate court in 2017, again, upon the recommendation of Justice Lloyd Carmire.
And it is his seat that you are running for in the general election.
Yes, he's been serving us since 2004, and he has changed the face of the judiciary for the better in our district and throughout the state of Illinois. He served as Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in Illinois for a three-year term, which just ended last year.
And so he's had his mark on the judiciary down in southern Illinois. I appreciate your time very, very much visiting with us, Justice David Overstreet, currently serving as an appellate court justice and now running for the Illinois Supreme Court. You'll see his name on the ballot in November, and we've enjoyed talking with him about the source of law and how it informs the philosophy of American law. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Dick. Thanks for having me here.
Appreciate that. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us here on The Lamplighter.